This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gipps, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
You're on Joy 94.9, and this is Sunday Arts Magazine, here with David and Neil. And our next guest, David, is Michelle Buxton, who is here about a festival, I think, called MAP 57.
That's right. And Michelle is the most intriguing, wonderful person. I've known Michelle for quite a few years, but we don't really know each other. We know each other well, but it's more your husband that I know more than you, Michelle.
Indeed.
But we're friends on social media, and I follow so much of what you do. Give us a bit of a background on what you're doing, because you're crazy on how much stuff you do.
I know. I can't really explain what I do, but as we always joke in our industry, you kind of have to do everything to survive in the arts, I think. So at the moment, we're producing a new event for St Kilda, which we'll talk about, I imagine, shortly.
Yep.
And I'm also...
What's that called?
It's called MAP 57 St Kilda's Winter Garden.
Right, okay.
Very exciting. And then we also, Andrew manages musicians, I manage comedians, I'm producing a television show for the ABC, little television show, with Sammy J, called Sammy J's Democratic Party. So, it's a busy time. I've got a few things on my plate. We've got three kids. Take a breath, everything will be fine.
And because we've actually had Andrew on this show talking about the label that he runs, which is
Jazzhead.
But you guys are quite involved with the Fringe Festival in Adelaide as well, aren't you?
We are, yes. We produce a big event there called the Garden of Unearthly Delights, which we started way back with David Bates in the year 2000 because we decided we needed to introduce spiegel tents to Australia. And so we brought David's spiegel tent, the famous, to Adelaide. And I don't think anybody at the time realised what was going to happen. What we were trying to do was show Melbourne Festival how good a spiegel tent is, because they would want one if they could see it.
Yeah.
So we brought it to Adelaide and put it up in Rundle Park, just at the edge of the city. Had a lovely season in Adelaide. Melbourne Festival came over. Of course, they loved it, and then it moved to Melbourne.
And it's now legendary.
Yes, yes. And we did years and years at Melbourne Festival, which was great. But what it also did was the next Adelaide Festival, which actually was two years later, because it used to be biennial, we decided we should do it again and hooked up with another company, Strut and Fret Production House, who we've gone on to just produce the garden with ever since.
And
it's
Melbourne
grew into this thing that now has 13 venues and 26 cafes, and it's an enormous thing.
Yeah, well, I'm originally from Adelaide, so therefore...
I didn't know that about you.
Yeah. And so therefore everyone talks about it, and on social media and all that, it's the place to be during the Fringe Festival, isn't it?
It's
like a village in a way, isn't
it? Yes, that's how I feel about it now. Now you sort of arrive and it's like you're building a town in a big 8-acre park. So.
Yeah, and for a city like the size of Adelaide, which has always been a big supporter of the arts anyway, it's astounding that it's got such a long season, the garden, and does so well, considering the population of Adelaide.
I always think, Adelaide, they're the oldest festivals in the country. They have a very deep understanding, a multi-generational love of particularly live art and visual art. It's an incredibly mature cultural society, Adelaide, I think, and they really commit to it. And I think people must save up money all year to spend night after night at the Fringe and the festival. They go out the whole time.
Yeah.
They're out every single night.
Yeah.
All our research says people come to the garden in our 32 days. The average person coming into the garden comes something like seven times.
Wow.
Which is a lot. That's twice a week.
Yeah. I even know, being an Adelaide boy, is that at Christmas time when I'm home, family members get a voucher to go to things during the season.
Which, it was a great a great, it took a long time to get tickets on sale before Christmas because we opened in the middle of February. And I always went, why don't we just do this? Because people, that's what people want to do in summer in Adelaide. If they're in town, they want to be part of these festivals.
Yeah.
The festival and the fringe.
And well, I went for the festival a couple of years ago with a couple of Melbourne people and they spent more time at the garden than they did doing festival stuff because it was more appealing.
I think it's, I mean, there's, look, I'm incredibly proud of the garden, but I always feel a bit embarrassed showing off about it, so it sounds ridiculous. But what's so nice about it is it's out in a beautiful park. The weather's divine. You know, it's hot. It's sometimes, you know, 28 degrees at midnight. And it's, you know, you're outdoors and under these beautiful trees. It's just, it's incredibly relaxing. It's an incredibly enticing environment, I think.
Right.
And part of it is because of its location. It's right at the edge of the city in a gorgeous park.
Now, all of a sudden, you've decided to do a similar thing in Melbourne, but you've picked the middle of winter to do it. How crazy are you?
I'm insane. No, I thought it would probably be more insane to try and do it at the same time as Adelaide. So, you know, Adelaide, for two little tiny companies, which Buxton Walker and Stratton Frett are, it does take a lot of our resources to put the garden together every year. So we start working on it pretty hard from September until it's finished at the end of March. So thinking of a time to do another event was a bit complicated, and I really wanted to do an event in Melbourne because I live here. I live in St Kilda. I really love St Kilda. And so the only time we could really see that was obvious to do it was the middle of winter. On a day like today when it's 17 and sunny, you go, actually, middle of winter in Melbourne's pretty nice. So it's actually, you know, for an outdoor event, spring in Melbourne is a little bit more complicated because it is a lot more erratic.
The weather at this
time of year is much more stable. So if we're being really practical about it, this was a better pick than September, and, October, November.
And also the sheer fact that there's really nothing much else on in winter. You know, we do all sort of close up a bit or film festivals come along.
Yeah.
But, you know, like nothing like this.
Oh, well, I think it'll be fun. I mean, I don't like being inside that much, so I'm really quite happy about it. And I do notice there are thousands of people out today.
Yeah.
I've been driving around the city all day and there are people everywhere.
Yeah.
So we're not afraid of cool weather.
No.
It's a bit like Paris in November. You know, it's crisp but pleasant.
Yeah. So what can people expect when they get to this? What's it called again?
It's called Map 57, St Kilda's Winter Garden.
Ah, because it's on Map 57?
It is. Right. You have to be old enough to know what that means. Of course, you and I are. It's actually right on the border of 57 and 58, to be technically correct.
Right.
That is an old Melways reference for anybody young enough not to remember Melways, the book that was the street directory of Melbourne. What it is I would say part seaside carnival, part performing arts festival.
Right.
I think.
Yep.
So,
well, there's a Ferris wheel being erected as we speak.
I know, and it's such a good one. I have got a bit of a fetish for Ferris wheels. But that one, I drove yesterday from Port Melbourne. I was at the South Melbourne Market. Hit the beach up near sort of Port Melbourne, South Melbourne, and you can see it from there all the way around the beach road. Mm. You can see the big, it's called the Sky Wheel.
Right.
It hasn't turned on yet, but I'm pretty excited about the view that's going to come from up there.
Well,
it'll be amazing.
Social media in the last couple of days has been a couple of great shots of the sunset behind it.
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen any of them or not, and it looks beautiful.
It really does.
Yeah.
I just want it to stay there forever now. It's stunning.
Yeah.
I just reckon they look really good, and the Spiegel tent's up now too.
So this
morning when I came around heading south, you come around the corner and see a Spiegel tent roof and the big wheel. Yes, love it. So we've got two lovely performing venues, performance spaces, the Aurora Spiegel tent, which is one of my favourites, and a venue that we are calling The Box.
Right.
Because it literally is a square box, but beautifully designed, acoustically gorgeous, which will house the cabaret, music, comedy program and quite a lot of the kids stuff. And then we've got some little bars, little restaurants. Well, you know, sort of not really restaurants. It might be a glamorous term. More like, you know, food stalls.
Yep.
And then a few little rides.
Including
the Ferris wheel.
Is there ice skating?
There is. And then a beautiful ice skating rink.
Right.
Which is kind of great because you sort of look through it and you've got palm trees and water and sea. So it's kind of, I like that contradiction.
Yeah.
Particularly on a day like today where it looks so blue, it's quite funny.
Yeah.
So ice skating, which, you know, is for all ages, ice skating. I've just been reminded by somebody earlier today. you know, old people can ice skate too. And I'm
like, okay. Well, not New, sure York, I can. New York is famous for it,
that's
isn't
right.
it?
That's right, yes. Yeah. So... St. Moritz, well, that St. Moritz used to be on that. Was that where the Novotel is? Can you tell me this? Because my nana used to tell me about St. Moritz. And St. Moritz was the ice skating rink, the original ice skating rink in St. Kilda.
Which was down in St. Kilda.
Yeah, well, so it was on the upper esplanade, just above
right,
us.
Right, okay, because I'm not a Melbourne boy, so I wouldn't have known about
well,
that.
Well, I don't think it was there. Not in my lifetime. I don't know when it stopped.
Okay.
But I have a feeling it's where the Novotel used to be on the upper esplanade, right. So just in front of where we are now.
Yep.
So it's a little bit of paying homage to the old the old ways of St Kilda.
So what can people expect? You know, like, what, you know, it's going to be cabaret, some comedy as well? Or...
Yeah, so the headline show for the season is Blanc de Blanc. I don't know if you caught up with Blanc this year in Adelaide, but Blanc is a very big circus cabaret spectacular made by Stratton Fresh. It's sexy and fun, and it's all based around champagne. Incredibly highly skilled circus performers, acrobats, particularly aerialists, actually. Acrobatics, great music, you know, great fun.
So a
beautiful
little bit
costumes
of,
or lack thereof, all of that sort of stuff.
A little bit of burlesque.
A little bit slash naughty.
With cabaret and, and with the circus arts well.
But it's been a really successful show. It started at the Opera House. It then went, I might get the order wrong, I think it then went to Brisbane Festival, then maybe the other way around, then to London Hippodrome. Then it came to Adelaide in the Garden with us and had a great season with us over summer, and now here to Melbourne.
Right.
Finally, but it's, you know, it has just sold out everywhere. It's a stunning, good, fun show.
Excellent.
So so that runs in the Spiegel tent, predominantly. And then... In the box, we have, you know, some of our old favourite friends, Vicar and Linda, Renee Geyer, Joe Camilleri is doing a gig
and
in the
Sorrows. Most of them live down that part of the world as well.
That's
all
exactly
the St.
Right. Well, that's part of what I wanted to do. You know, if we're going to do something at home, let's let everyone at home come.
People come,
And then beautiful Fiona O'Loughlin's coming to do some shows. My
Excellent.
Friend Heath Franklin from Sydney's coming down. I'm very excited about Jukimala. Have you seen Jukimala before?
No.
Oh, my gosh, it's so good, so gorgeous. They're a group of young Indigenous boys from Elko Island, north of Darwin.
Yep.
And they sort of did this internet sensation thing of Zorba the Greek and became known as the Chuki Dancers.
I know it now, yeah.
But then from there, which I think, I can't remember the whole story about that particular footage, but from there they've designed a whole show about their mob, their Indigenous dancing, their complete love of contemporary dancing and pop music. And so it just turns into this joyous explosion of dancing and humour, and there's a hilarious Bollywood dance in the middle of it. There's still Zorba. There's Michael Jackson, and, you know, it's just one of those shows that I took my kids and my mum to, and everyone just walked out smiling their face off. There's just no way you cannot love it. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited about that. Beautiful Wes Snelling's bringing Tina Del Twist. A great show called Mother's Ruin, about a cabaret about gin, which I think is highly appropriate myself. Not that I want to give too much away on air. The great Raymond Crowe's coming. He's a beautiful, he does really magic shadow puppetry and illusions. And then a lot of kids shows over the school holidays. Beautiful Tessa Waters is doing How to Be a Rock Star. Loose Ends is a fabulous kids show that does, you know, this guy who just makes stuff out of junk. Just really odd, eccentric, fabulous stuff that kids find truly amazing.
Yeah.
There's just, you know, some good circus, Children Are Stinky. So anyone who knows any little people, bring them down. Ice skating, bit of a show. What more could you want?
So it starts on the 15th.
Yes, which is this week.
Yep, and runs through to, so it's a fairly long time.
Yes,
it's there, 30th of July.
Yeah, that's right, so 6 weeks. So we've got the first 2 weeks just Blanc and just getting the site settled in, and we'll have drinks and ice skating, and then the sort of the main program kicks in the box on the 1st of July with the opening of school holidays.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So.
And parents are always looking to do things with kids, and why not get them out in the fresh air and get them involved in the arts even more so?
Well, I think that's the thing. I always think about how the garden sort of evolved, and, you know, I'm the first to admit there was no grand plan with that. It's sort of an organic development. But what actually ended up happening is it's such a nice environment that people come, and it's free to come.
Yep.
You just come and enjoy the environment. And then because you're happy and comfortable, you sort of seem more inclined to try a show.
Yep.
And I think that's actually, that suits me fine, because that's what I really love. I like performing arts.
Yep. So if
so anything I can do to convince somebody to make them feel comfortable enough to try a show like Jukimala that they may never have heard of.
Yeah.
It makes me feel very happy.
Yep.
That's
so,
probably the point.
So if you want to just go down, you know, before the school holidays, what time does it open of a day?
In the afternoon, it'll open at 4
yep.
on a weekday.
Yep.
And on the weekends, it'll open at 10.
Right, okay.
I think, or 11.
One or
the other. Fine details. Oh, my gosh. Fine.
Which I'm sure it will all be when you go on the website. And
yes.
What is the website?
It's map57.com.
Yep.
Which is nice and easy. Map57.com. Yeah.
And, of course, it's down on the foreshore at St Kilda.
It is,
and
right next to the Palais Theatre.
Yeah.
You can't miss it now the Ferris wheel's up.
Yeah, now the Ferris wheel's up. And it's called Map 57 St Kilda Winter Garden. Go down, check it out. I really admire what you guys are doing, because it's very adventurous and, you know, like, and first time, because we want it back every year, don't we?
We do. Like, that's the point.
And so therefore, you know, like, you've got to get out there and support it. Otherwise, it won't be back next year.
Thank you, David. You say all the right things.
Michelle Buxton, thank you so much for coming in today, and thank you for giving us Map 57.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.